Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for self-reflection. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Thoughts just barreling through, leaving you exhausted and confused. You know that feeling when you try to quiet your mind, but it's like there's a swarm of bees in there, buzzing nonstop. Well, friend, I'm here to tell you, we can create a sanctuary within ourselves, a space where we can finally hear those quieter whispers of wisdom and intuition. Here are five key takeaways that will help you build your own self-reflection haven. Firstly, ditch the noise. We live in a world of constant stimulation, right? Social media, news alerts, emails, it never ends. To truly connect with yourself, you need to create some quiet time. Think about carving out even just 15 minutes each day, put your phone on airplane mode, shut off those notifications, and just be present with your thoughts. You'd be surprised how much clarity you can find in that silence. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental clutter. Secondly, find a spot that feels good. This isn't about finding some zen-like meditation cave, it's about creating a space where you feel comfortable and relaxed. Maybe it's your favorite armchair with a cup of tea or a cozy corner in your garden where the sunlight streams through the leaves. Whatever it is, make it yours. Thirdly, embrace journaling. Writing down your thoughts can be incredibly liberating. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let those words flow freely onto the page. It's like having a conversation with yourself, only on paper. You might uncover patterns in your thinking, hidden fears, or even brilliant ideas you never knew you had. Journaling is basically therapy for the soul, but way more affordable. Fourthly, don't judge your thoughts. Self-reflection isn't about judging yourself harshly, it's about understanding yourself better. Let those thoughts come and go without judgment. Think of your mind like a cloud. Sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's stormy, but it's all part of the natural cycle. Just observe and accept what comes up. Lastly, be patient with yourself. Creating a safe space for self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more connected than ever, and there will be days when your mind feels like a whirlwind. Remember, it's okay to have good days and bad days. Just keep coming back to that quiet space, and trust that with time, you'll find deeper peace and understanding within yourself. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at the end of a long day. You come home, feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. The news is full of negativity, your inbox is overflowing, and everyone seems to be demanding your attention. But then you remember that cozy corner in your living room, the one with the soft frog, the warm lighting, and that comfy armchair you just can't resist. You take a deep breath, grab your favorite mug, and settle in. You light a candle, maybe put on some calming music, and finally, you have a moment to yourself. You close your eyes, letting go of all the stress and tension of the day. You focus on your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your chest. Slowly, your thoughts begin to quiet down. You start journaling, pouring out everything that's been weighing on your mind. As you write, you feel a sense of release, like you're shedding all those heavy burdens and stepping into a space of peace and clarity. This is the magic of creating a safe space for self-reflection. It allows you to reconnect with yourself, find solace in the midst of chaos, and emerge feeling refreshed and renewed. So remember, friends, carving out time for self-reflection is not selfish, it's essential. It's like taking care of your most precious asset, your mind. By creating a sanctuary within yourself, you empower yourself to face life's challenges with more clarity, resilience, and joy. And trust me, that's something worth investing in. Now go out there, create your own safe space, and start that journey of self-discovery. Don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing from you guys. And remember, we'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Overthinking Detox. Until then, stay calm, stay mindful, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.